The House members are all back home in their elected congressional districts for our congressional recess period or work period. And this has really been an opportunity where we've encouraged our members of NCBA to go to the town hall meetings, maybe meet with their elected officials, and raise a lot of the issues that are policy priorities for NCBA for this upcoming year. So obviously, the EPA proposed rule on waters of the United States, looking at the Trade Promotion Authority, as well as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and then obviously the dietary guidelines. Those are all issue areas where we've been very involved over the last few weeks here in Washington. The Senate is in session, so they are here in Washington this week. There's been lots of conversations on several fronts, including the Trade Promotion Authority. That is something that is looking like the House and the Senate will both look to consider early next week. So we continue to talk to members of Congress in both chambers about the importance of Trade Promotion Authority and essentially what that means by allowing our negotiators to fully negotiate these free trade agreements. Congress obviously has the ultimate up or down vote on any free trade agreement once that comes forward, but the Trade Promotion Authority is necessary in order to really start finding the common ground and finding ways where we can solidify what these trade agreements will mean, not only for American agriculture and the cattle industry, but also our broader economy and jobs scale to size.
Christina also has an update concerning the latest on the waters of the United States issue.
The House has legislation that has passed the committee, and this is the Transportation Infrastructure Committee that has passed, and essentially it is legislation to require the EPA to actually cancel altogether and just fully repeal the Waters of the United States proposed rule within 30 days of this legislation being enacted. It also goes into some more detail about putting together a broader discussion with states and interested parties like the cattle industry before we talk about drafting or a reproposal of anything that might reflect the current proposed rule, Waters of the United States. So the House did actually pass the rule to consider that legislation last week, but unfortunately time ran out, so they didn't get to vote on the actual bill itself. So it is something that is on top of the mind for leadership once the House comes back into session next week. So we do expect a vote and a positive vote on Waters of the United States and Congressman Schuster and his bill early next week when the House returns.